Yes, you was born your banana back to under.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren still. Tell them thank you for coming early. In time of being prepared by God.
That
we can profit in the midst of the world. We've come early. And on the mountain of the house of God, that he proclaims in Micah 4, in the Isaiah 2, and we go there to be taught of God. This is what he promised Isaiah 48:17, that I am God who teaches you to profit, and who shows you the way you are to head to. Well, in the Proverbs, in the chapter 8, he said, that accept my teaching,
yet
not silver,
and
new treasure of being taught,
must
not be more than treasure of silver and gold. The one
who's
gotten treasure of light of knowledge, according to 2 Corinthians 4, the verse 6 and 7, that the treasure of light of knowledge, God's put them in this our treasure of vessels of clay, sends much power from his throne by the power he gives us on gold and silver of the world. They are very easy to get if you get rich within the Lord. In
the
Bible, many times we find words saying that I am a poor man who is in need. And we hear in Matthew 5 that blessed the poor, the kingdom of God is there.
No
poor of the world as it's spoken. We are poverty needing the riches of knowledge.
That's
spoken in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the verse 6 and 7, that treasure
light
of the full knowledge of God together with his glory,
he
puts them in these are vessels of clay, and the much power cometh from him yet not from us.
Now,
poverty struck us time back, and there was peace with very poor. And many are still poor in the midst of the world.
Even
those seem to have physical money have nothing. It speaks in Revelation 3. That you say you've gotten rich yet, you are pitiful and wretched.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Namugamba sister mugure ko zabu ne feze okuva
jali buy gold and silver from him.
Nibimo kwe birimo mbiri gwafo guva mguru
hold our body from heaven.
Atende buno obugaggo obwoku
even the riches of knowledge.
Kankuburi singona anyweza kino
tell you if you hold this
obugagga obwobwa katonda
riches of God
obugaggo obwobula mbutagwa
riches of eternal life
okumanya katonda mu amazima
you know the one true God
ne Christ Yesu gwatuma
and the Christ Jesus is sent
obugaggo obusigadde bona bukuli mutara
all the other riches you have them in your grave
eguru ne nsi babibyo ku
heavens, earth are used for your
inheritor
of God. Earth and its fullness, they are his with heavens. If you inherit, you inherit what? Don't you inherit what is his? For him we get to be heirs of. It is God the Father. Even heaven and earth. And all their fullness are his.
If
you inherit him, you inherit what? Haven't you inherited all?
Church,
we understood that
would
have put the riches of knowledge of God.
Then these
whole riches of the world, and he adds them to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why
I
say accept my teachings and not silver. That's so easy.
God
can show silver is right before you there. That gold is there, dig it up.
The
teaching of God just appears on the world.
It
gives you riches of knowledge
that
doesn't appear really on this world.
The
treasure of the high value.
But he says,
put it in a way which is not rightly clear. Indeed, see those who need the riches of knowledge.
Speaking
to the Corinthians, he says, he made preaching, and it seemeth like foolishness. Be able to make wise
and make
rich those called the foolish of the world and to save them.
What
has been of value in the midst of the world to come be taught by God,
the
light of knowledge which is filled,
it turns it
something of just preaching.
Right
here, as if being preached through. Some of us, we're not going to even get in. Now crowns are right on the heads. That don't have any diplomas showing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't
we
see me clothed with crowns?
It's
a joke.
Come
get light of the word of God.
The
special treasure
which
doesn't appear on this world.
Yet
made it like a preaching.
Have you
read of that scripture?
You have
read it for
us. And
then we begin our service officially.
First
Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21.
Kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda, ensolo amagezi gayo bwe tategeera Katonda. Katonda nasima olw'obusirusiru obw'okubuulira okwo, okulokola abo abakkiriza.
Olidde.
Have you heard?
Kubanga ensi yagana okukkiriza Katonda mu magezi ga Katonda. Okumanya Katonda mu magezi ga Katonda.
Know him in the wisdom of God.
Magezi ga Katonda oluzagaliwa.
Where do you think is the wisdom of God?
Kubanga mu Yeremiya akunyonyodde
8:8 explains unto 10.
Ntibanga baganya ekigambo kyange.
If they have rejected my word.
Magezi kyagali mu.
What wisdom is in them?
So mu magezi ga Katonda.
In the wisdom of God.
Si mu magezi gayo.
Earth in its wisdom.
Yagana okutegeera Katonda.
Refuse to understand God.
The world has
wisdom books they have printed.
It doesn't
pass through that coming wisdom of God in the world.
It
move on to understand.
It says,
released the preaching of foolishness. It's like a joking thing. Someone sees you entering here. They wonder. Born again.
But I
have a problem. You say you have enough books.
You're
going to do what?
You're going
to study God. Are you mad?
Can
you study God? Yes, yes, is what?
You
no one can know God. That's why they tell you still. Now religious people. And they copy their elders.
Hmm.
You know their elders. The sorcerers. Satan doesn't print a book for you. That is
there
written to understand what concerns him. The book of the sorcerers is hid so much.
But
there you follow, you don't understand.
Brethren
who appear like religious people. When you say who appear like, they are elders.
Which
can say God. Things of knowing him and his word. No, 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 no. Kept us in stories, as you know. Now we reach salvation as we've escaped in the sorcery, in those called religions.
And
come salvation be renewed as it was.
And
what came back, teaching of God came back. Then after we got captured, began to seek, preach what we want.
We're
traveling in America.
And
gospel is moving in that direction.
And
remember the glory of God. If we pass his word, understand him in his wisdom, that in the world,
that
is the little wisdom of the world. In the world, we've tried to study. You can use the wisdom you learn to read letters, and you read. Now see the problem. And say this preaching, let it appear like foolishness. In the
past,
apostles, that they are priests, and they begin to explain their brethren.
That
brethren sit with books that they are studying.
Yet,
in the world, it's not on record.
It's not lawful.
That you have to study God and know Him.
Don't
study, if you teach your child, they imprison you. In the world, if you don't study God, they don't imprison you. You've understood.
Us
who support it with our God. How do you see that?
We put transport
in ourselves.
With
us put in synagogues.
Sometimes
we have the con men among us.
It's
not something to be supported per se.
No
one they choose why do not make them know God.
Why you
take your child to understand God? In the world, we find you not take a child to school. At least they help put universal education. But all together to know God is not there. It's like to con themselves. As if we con ourselves.
Made
it like a joke, but the greatest treasure. Those crowned are crowned with eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
tells us in John 17:3, eternal life, not the one true God,
and
the Christ Jesus is sent.
Look
at this crowning. They crown you?
Okay, but tikira, yes.
They crown us. They cannot understand how we
are crowned.
That's why he said Colossians, the spiritual man searches all, but themselves can't be checked up. No one checks us, but we are in
midst of
them. And we crowned like that. No one realizes whether they crowned us or not.
When
body we are clothed in the same way. The immoral and the righteous, they unclothed the bodies. And they seem to have died. Is it not that? Now, when he unclothed bodies, and they cry for both our bodies, and they buried them both in the ground, these spirits unclothed we. We are differentiated right in the midst there. As you see,
you
didn't get a crown of eternal life. You have no heavenly body.
How
long I'm pitiful. You know the rich man and Lazarus, they were there.
But
rich man thought it's that.
Clothing
them, that's when things dawned on them. Rich man was learned.
He's gathered
on riches. My goodness. If rich is very pitiful. My God.
You
think, brethren, you've gathered, fulfilled the command of God, that in Hebrews 10, 25-26, that do not forsake the fellowship, as the man of others is,
that's
been on long on this world. Others don't fulfill 1 Corinthians 14.
You
gather into other things,
it's
not gathered for Christ.
Even
aim is short. I want you to take this price. We seem to have come jokingly in the preaching. Is it not that? God made it like that. that he can hide the treasures in only the wise. The one who can discover the treasures. Let me tell you one thing. You are so wise to discover this. My goodness. And if we bring you, compare you.
Professor.
If you bring a professor this time,
compare
him with you. You see someone who is dafted, empty headed. Ask him, professor, who are you?
He
said, I am professor so and so. Where do you come from? From my mother's womb. Before you were in
your
mother's womb, where were you?
What are you speaking? That's a professor.
He
doesn't understand.
Now discover this wisdom. Must hold wisdom in yourself.
It means
you have special wisdom God kept you under the sun. Never discovered. One day will come tell you of that wisdom.
There
is special wisdom in you beyond those in the world. Which helped you to realize that the word is real treasure. And you sit there seated there.
Professor,
drink alcohol, do well. Did you first drink alcohol, understand the word?
There is
wisdom you have beyond them. There is a special speak of one day that in this person, that in your heart, that in your inner man,
that
you look in the word of God and you see the value in it. And you sit, listen. That thing is
good,
that the one of God, yes, the words of God, that is
name,
I'll come add more meaning to it.
What's
that? How does it look like? Because you be different from the bandwagon of many.
Discovered
word of God indeed.
It's
not had it. There's no way I'm heading to. Life is failed.
But
you have money in this world no matter what.
Yes,
I'm going. Things. You hold that thing in you.
They have called
the one of God. Here's the words of God. All things I have them. And I will get them. And beyond this but.
If
you don't get these words. That's the thing you have.
Which made
you special in the midst of the world. It
sets
you in the word of God.
There
are others contending against it. It contends with them. It brings them to sit. It contends with them. It throws them back.
It
tells you you're different.
Yet,
don't try to see value in themselves. Think when they chose us, they put it in us.
They
say the one he forechose. When he was choosing us, something special put in us. That I will speak of. You left us hanging there. Yes, at least. Let me retain it for this moment. Praise Jesus.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and
our
Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, by authority of the Holy Spirit, empowered us right now to move on, stand in the midst of the world, to bringing the light of knowledge, and work with armies of holy angels. We want to appear even today, move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us and those who are coming
to
the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know that this our journey of heaven moved in the Bible.
Part one, part
it holds part one and part two.
So part two,
part two of journey of heaven.
Come
tell you to take us above the heavens.
Where
shall see new heavens and the new earth.
Where
shall see the beginning and the end. Even the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But right now,
part one,
move on with part one of journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Part one,
in part one of journey of heaven, we have the rim above that we are about to head on to see after seeing the rim below. But this rim above, it's made of three heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We call them three heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we have the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we have the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, store of spirits, all spirits given bodies, those brought given bodies on this world, all angels and the stars. Praise Jesus much.
Head
on third heaven in the realm above, where we shall find the garden, the paradise of God, known as Eden officially. Praise Jesus much. Where we shall find the throne of God on the mountain Zion, which is lifted high above in the heavens. Together with mountains, with 24 elders, and around the throne of God. Those we shall see them in the third heaven, where there are so many things amazing. Right now, part one of journey of heaven, still moving on, see the rim below. It's made of fourth created heaven. The blue heaven you see up there, the blue heaven, as you're seeing, is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, point musambu, I mean, musambu funs.
There we come see seven things in a brief summary. Those in this rim below, known as the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We first saw the first point. And we saw the appearance of this heaven, the fourth created heaven, which is circular in appearance,
and
it's hard as iron. God explained in Job.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we finished that.
It's
the heaven we see in Genesis 1, the verse 6-8.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
In the firmament of that heaven,
the
second point, we saw the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, their life, and their three major works.
Involve
counting us time and seasons,
and
also worship and praise God,
and
also they store the weapons of God on the day of war, of seeing the wrath. As we
study
Genesis 1:14-20, many scriptures we studied, and we see the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, their life, and their three main works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we finished that, we moved on to see of hell, known as the prison of God and the bottomless pit, according to 1 Peter chapter
3,
18-21, and it's called the prison of God, where the imprisoned rebellious spirits, and according to Luke 16, and the verse 19-25,
and that is
hell where you cannot run from, and there is a big deep depth there. It's called the bottom deep.
Mu ulimi oluli mukubikulu lesule yomwe.
The language in Revelation 9. In the verse 1. Into 3.
Kibachiitibwa obunyo obutakoma.
It's called the bottomless pit.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Swara bamalaika akulira obunyo obutakoma.
We saw angel in charge of bottomless pit.
Yandu chizula understand siya akulira.
Discovered Satan is not the one in charge of hell.
Kubikula muenda 10.
According to Revelation 9:11.
Malaika Abaddon nga yakulira yo.
Angel Abaddon is in charge of there.
Omune chimya cha malaika be.
With a group of his angels.
Abali mukubikula muenda 16.
Revelation 9:6.
Bilioni ezuwirira ddala ebikumi bibiri.
Totaling to 200 billion.
Era nga beyawulamu abakola ku kufa.
And they divide those working in death.
Nena maso okwambula emyoyo okujija mibiri.
And clothe spirits from bodies.
Emyoyo gy'abantu n'ebitondo.
Humans and all other creations.
Ate era n'abakola ku geyene eri ennyini.
Those who work within hell.
Osinina kubikula mukaga.
According to Revelation 6.
Olunyiri olw'omusanvu n'olw'omunaana.
Verse 7 and 8.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So ebimbufunze twabira ku geyene.
Those in brief saw them on hell.
Niyamone twane kubonereza ebiri ebimbufunze.
So torments there briefly.
Na yemu byonna.
But in all, when we finished that,
tunula okula point ya feyo eyokona.
See our fourth point.
Yatutwala okulaba bamasaza.
Took us to see principalities.
Satan ba malaika baba.
Satan and his fallen angels.
Base ya wesoka.
Their first base.
Wakabaka bomunyenye.
The kingdom of the stars.
Bobadi yesule soka bwetugamba.
But here one tells us.
Okuva kunyoro kuipako lokona.
From verse 2 and to 4.
Era twala bange yo byasoko okubebi huku eyo munyenye.
Those were initially clefts in the stars.
Satan mobekwe kanga mobisi.
Devils hid in the BC.
Yesu yalinga tana kuzaliwa kunsi.
Before Christ was birthed on earth.
Ne twala bandi kati babi advancing abibuga.
We saw now they modernized them unto cities. The base of the devils in principalities. Prince of the power of the air. We saw much. Move to the two other bases of the devils on the world.
Which
gave us our fifth point. Praise Jesus much. So when the devils come from the sky. Get down to the second base in the ocean. According to Ezekiel 27. In the verse 1 to 5. And we saw of Bermuda Triangle. Right at the Atlantic Ocean. Nearing America. Under there we saw much. Those in the ocean.
Even the
very many other places where the devils are in different water bodies. When we finished that, and we saw the third base of the devils right on this world, known as underground bunkers, according to Isaiah 29, verse 15 and 16, understood they go deep down to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in darkness, and place their turn things upside down. Order by which God created heaven and earth and the laws governing them. And move on, bring what's called new world order of the devil.
So
now we so much there.
And
finished well to see that. And began to see still how
we're
going to be fighting. Satan and his fallen angels. Till their bases. And because then be bound in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God and hell.
And
we began on it last time. Want to move on it with it today. And we see the holy ones, known as the church. We see the holy ones of God, the holy ones of God, in the bracket the church, together with the holy angels.
Bracket ebinja musanvu.
Bracket seven groups.
Nga tulwanisa abamasaza.
As we fight principalities.
Bracket stand bamalaika baba.
Bracket Satan and his fallen angels.
Paka ku bases abwisatu.
There are three bases.
Okubasibisa mbunyo obutako.
Cause them be bound in the bottomless pit.
Manyidwa nga geyena.
Known as hell.
Gwe mutogo tuche yongera yo kulaba.
Heading we move on to see.
Wango kusinya bitwala bibakola.
According to what we saw what they do.
Era ntuzu netuzura.
And we discovered.
Tugenda kulabikanga tugenda maso. tetujja kuleka buli ssaawa mukama atubikkulidde
shall not just leave hanging God has revealed us
byatubikkulidde ayagala tumanye ate tuteeke mu nkola
what's revealed us want us to know that and we implement
kubanga yatugamba mu Isaiah wali 8:18
told us in Isaiah 48:17
nze mukama abayigiriza okugasa
I am God who teaches you to profit
era abalage ekkubo lye mba mukwata
show you the way you have to head to
kitegeeza nti katonda okutubikkulira bases z'abasitaani essatu
God revealed us three bases of the devil
in
this our journey of heaven
yabadde atuyigiriza kugasa
was teaching us to profit and to show us the way
by we
have to handle these issues. Praise Jesus.
So part one,
want to see the holy ones of God, those who know as the church, together with the holy angels in the seven groups, and we are fighting principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, to reaching their three bases,
till
cause them be bound in the bottomless pit. Hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we head on to the part two. And that we had been marked on well. The way this battle has to be moving. And that we had been commanded. That though angels, they have never begun to fight without their colleagues.
So, now,
majorly today, we too as holy ones of God, the church,
required
us be with holy angels fighting Satan and his fallen angels
till
cause them be bound in the bottomless pit.
Today,
it's what we are going to look most to.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Battle is not going to be involved in us alone.
As
angels, them to coordinate the holy ones to see that they fight. We too, we are to involve angels, holy ones, fight Satan and his fallen angels, and who appear as demons of clans, to their three bases. Because they be bound in the bottomless pit. Prepare for the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We get back to Daniel. Angel Gabriel. He explained Prophet Daniel. He told him in this war of fighting principalities, I've not been involved alone. But I've been with Michael, your prince. That we fight them. We too as church we are given wisdom. Not fight alone in this war. But to understand those on our side. The holy angels. Let's read in the Daniel. Chapter 10. Starting from verses 19 to 21.
Daniel esule ye 10 no lunyiri ole 19.
Daniel 10 from verses 19.
Nayogera anti go musajjo omwagalwe ennyo totya emirembe gibere gyoli bera n'amaanyi wewaawo bera n'amaanyi. Abo yayogera nange n'empeebwa amaanyi n'enjogera anti mukama wange ayogere kubanga ompadde amaanyi. Olunyo olwabiri n'alyoka ayogera anti omanyi n'alyoka ayogera nti omanyi kyenvudde njijja gy'oli ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangira w'e Buperusi era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangiro w'e Buyonaani alijja.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku malaika Gabriel.
According to Angel Gabriel.
We yannyonnyola nabbi Daniel.
Explain Prophet Daniel.
Daniel explained ye kumi.
In the Daniel 10.
Nere kumi na omwenda.
The verse 19.
Yamugamba totya gwe omusajja omwagalwa.
Fear not you beloved.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Beera n'amaanyi.
Be strengthened.
Osobola okuwulira n'okutegeera ebigambo.
That you can hearken and understand this word.
Amugamba omanyi kyenvudde nzija
gy'oli. Do you know why I have come to you?
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kweyanamugamba mukujja kuno.
He told him in this coming.
Waliwo olutalo lwali lugenda
maaso. There was the war which was moving on.
Naye nga abamasaza abali bavunaanyizibwa ku Bupazia.
Principalities involved in the Persian territory.
Satan and
his fallen angels who appears demons of clans. When they see their fields and immobilize those of the Greek territory, principalities in the sky of the Greeks. Gabriel explained, said, because principalities, Satan and his fallen angels who appears demons of clans, they know to mobilize each other.
And
began to fight one enemy, the holy ones of God, the church.
He
began to fighting holy angels.
He
told him, let me tell you,
me
on my side, I'm not alone.
Let's
read verse 21.
Daniel 10, verse 21. Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. So siwali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo, wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
Yesu
yamugamba. He told him,
njagala nkubuulire ebyandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima.
In the scriptures of truth.
Omanyi bamalayika mu ggulu.
You know, angels in heaven.
Bagobera Bible
original. Bible original.
Mwetwajja copy yatuwebwa ku nsi.
Got a copy given us on the world.
Ramujukira wetwasoma ku Bible yomugu.
Remember when you read of the Bible of heaven.
Okusinzira ku bikuru ya 5 nyosoka pakuru.
Revelation 5:1-5.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Erane mu Zakaria 5.
Zechariah 5.
Mwetwala bile kitabo ekibuka.
Saw the flying scroll.
So bali ne kitabo kirimu byandikwa ngabwe tuina.
A book with the scriptures as we have.
Eranga bwetubisoma ne tugeragana bulungi
nyo nabo. Read and understand well with them.
Abete kufunya ku bitu ukiriza.
They are ready to fulfill them.
What
the scriptures we just speak of. They don't hold life and their power.
But
what's written in the scriptures of truth. Then I'll be telling them to you. No one else is on my side.
Except Michael,
your prince.
But
you may not see, I've come with him here. In the war we've been with him there. Get back to Daniel
9.
When this angel had been arrested.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When the angel had been arrested, we remember
Malaika Gabriel had been arrested.
He said, group of angels, Michael, redeem him. If it reaches to failing, you can call another group of angels. Gabriel was not alone.
It
was with these colleagues, Gabriel's in his group.
And
they
both
seemed to be beyond standard of their fighting. For angel Gabriel, they are not much specialized in war. They are specialized in spreading the word of God.
Yet
as a fighter, not you remain a fighter in the army of God.
These
God gave them authority and power in war. Angel Michael. And the others we shall see. Angel of fire. And the angel of chains. Angel Abaddon.
And
the warfare, they are so good.
But
it moves on to show us.
Then,
if they fight Satan and his fallen angels and their demons, those who appear as demons of clans, angels to mobilize themselves to be one and they don't hang in singled in the war. Just as we've been doing it. One, what's beaten the holy ones on the world. Those we call the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Understand how this war is standing. And how is it fought. For most of us.
We've been
binding and breaking. I bind myself. I don't know how you were handling the thing. Yes, the war you were involved. But you were not taught the way we fight this war. That's why you see, when we started last time, we saw these devils, they reached, they overcome the holy ones.
You
know why they move overcome holy ones? As you see it today, we don't know how to fight this war. And they who fight us, Satan and his fallen angels, they even have bases. Three major bases. Those we've studied.
Based
there, they have tricks. They have tricks. One Satan bewitch you in which this life, another claims to heal you elsewhere. And they capture you from there. That the bewitched that horns are fighting. You know they are demons. Now, if they are fit, they bring a senior demon.
Who
did they play on us? When they reach aside, they plan each, they reason each other. They say we've made people foolish. That a senior demon is just a junior one. And they say we are the same. Now go back in this form. And we too pass this side. Have you seen that? Even call each other you of those sides. You know, they lie us physically. Demons don't arrest each they don't connect. That is lies. These are colleagues. They connect with each other. As they want us to be divided. Now they claim demons of this clan don't connect with one of this clan.
We can
have divisions among you when they go in their land. They begin to say we finish them. If there will be one, they will fight us.
Yet,
in the spiritual world we part, those of Greek join those of Persians. Demons of Kenya, for example. And they join demons of Uganda. And they fight us, the holy ones. If you be demons of Africa, they consult those of Asia. You see in your nation
that
wizards using Asian styles and tricks.
Now,
good things happen in the world. Yet the good thing,
Gabriel
explained Daniel, he said, just as me I work with the angels,
Michael,
and the other groups, you
do
have to work with them. They stand for you mostly in these latter days.
We did
not understand the war. And if you look to in the Daniel
12,
verse 1, we are told like this.
Daniel 12
from verse 1.
Era mu biro ebyo Mikayiri aliyimirira, omulangira omukulu ayimirira abaana b'abantu bo. Era waliba ekiseera eky'okunakuwaliramu ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa ku biro ebyo. Era mu biro ebyo abantu bo baliwonyezebwa. Buli alirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Malaika Gabriel yannyonnyola omuwerezo ono nabbi Daniel.
Gabriel explained to Prophet Daniel.
Namugamba mu biro ebyo.
In those days.
Michael omulangira
wa Michael your prince.
Ayimirawo abaana b'abantu bo.
Children of his people.
Aliyimirira.
He will stand.
Era bangi kwabo.
And many of those.
Abalisinganiwa nga bawandiikwa mu kitabo ekyobulamu.
In the book of life.
Baliwonyezebwa.
They will be saved.
Kati olwaro we waliwo kinabo
oluganda. This brethren.
Ebiro byo byennyini bye tulimu.
Exact seasons we are in.
Michael bayimirire ne Jerry.
Michael and his army to stand.
Tujukira mu kubikwa 12.
Remember Revelation 12.
Yetujosomako mbasa.
That we shall read overhead.
Kusinzira mu kubikwa 12
musa. Revelation 12:7.
Aka 10.
Unto 10.
Malaika Michael.
Angel Michael.
Ne Jerry luna.
Entire army.
It's
involved angels of fire.
Abaddonians
who were waiting with the chains. Angels just from heaven.
Then abasigaraoni
remained in authority of the church.
Us
to command that war. The army of holy angels.
Now,
the problem which happened.
But
we said Michael will be standing for us.
Who
is not alone even. Church, we reached. I wonder how we began to fight. How have you been fighting warfare spiritually? Before you found and met this new generation. How many of us were
prayer warriors among us here. And we pray prayers of warfare. Fear not to raise your hand up. Everything you prayed was that. And the record is there. Let's raise our hands up. Okay, you ever prayed a prayer of warfare? Mm-hmm. You speak to your neighbor how you used to handle it. How you were praying those warfares.
Go
in where you are alone. Even scriptures you don't have.
No, the
Holy Spirit, you're not sure is present. Yet you burst out. Go.
Kusiba.
I tear you. And you reach to create a gun for yourself. That there are guns by faith. You first attack shooting. I attack you, Satan. I attack you.
Rumba.
I attack you. You are shooting.
What?
I shoot you.
No,
and you fire yourself.
Fire! Ah!
And angels of fire move aside, they say. We, they did involve us in this mission. Say, Michael will stand. Don't you think he stands alone? The focus of angels have to be involved in this thing initially. And the other three, we join them on.
But
groups have to be on the forefront of this war. Now the war, you handle it differently. Time, as we resume the fight again. So in Daniel 2. Daniel 7.
Bitulaga.
They show us. Holy ones have to restore this authority.
Have
to restore the kingdom to themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yet,
not come like that we've been restored the kingdom.
Involves
to beat Satan. And these fallen angels who appear as demons of clans, they are bases and we strike them.
You
think, shall we go on their base? Are you going to go in the ocean with your gun? Then you beat Satan's base down there.
You
go in the bankers, they will beat you from there.
Here,
angels, holy ones have to involve themselves. Holy angels.
But
if you read Revelation, Michael is not alone.
That
is one in the war. You know, you knew him as
well.
Come, we attack. And how many times even did you call him?
Okay,
at times we heard of Michael. Gabriel, we had heard of us. Now we thought, perhaps it's one group. Most
we
shall study angels in Jerusalem of heaven, but that's their home, where they best to come serve us. At least we have to hear of them here. People say we did good study them before. Now they speak of them, we understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's look in Revelations, we see. Revelations 12 from verse 7.
Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne guwa ne bamalayika baagwo. Olunya olw'omunaana ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Olunya olw'omwenda n'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani omulimba w'ensi zonna. Negusulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo.
Yesu yabazibwa
nnyo. Praise Jesus much. What happened in heaven?
Sitani kugamba malaika Michael.
Angel Michael.
Nejiria ba malaika.
And the army of his holy angels.
Bengendo kuganga nti ba bali mwa ba malaika bo
muri. They tell you they involved angels of fire.
Baba doni abenjegelenga bali zeke no kutini.
Chains waited them outside the heaven.
Yet
the commander was right in the Jerusalem.
He
waited, he said, the war is moving on. He was angel of counsel, time and seasons.
Counted them
up, strike them. Now see, the war of chasing Satan. Angels were involved in it, not one group. And angels are spirits. And they have power beyond us. They are made pillars of fire. And they turn into wind.
And
run quick here, you don't see them. And they chase a demon. That you are not to become.
You say
we don't fight with flesh and blood. Ephesians 6:12.
We
don't fight with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil spirits, the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Those we fight with.
Why it involves
holy angels? Them two, these were angels. The principalities, Satan and his fallen angels. You know as aliens. Now remember, when we begin to fight,
we can't
see them. We would have wrestled with them physically. We began to fight with them. This would have made, if they were tangible, you can touch them. We begin to study, we get out to train, we begin to train for commando how to handle them, and we do that things.
What do
we fight with? They appeared and they vanish. Now, angels who can do that, the holy ones, we command them in the war. As this vanish into wind. And we do what?
Malaika,
angel,
Bible speaks of,
you can become wings, you can become pillar of fire.
Check them.
Now you were there. I bind you in the desert.
Yeah.
I bind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You put physical strength.
They
get side, they say. Indeed, we corrupted humans. They no more understand. Now they have bound me where? That's why you just
the next day
you began service and they are arriving. They made you tired and they laid on you people. Let's wait, the game will be nice tomorrow again.
Don't
waste their time. They should read to understand.
Or
as you started service, you're starting. And you begin on heads of people. They are like that. You stand up, we enter in
your
face. The one who has been mad, the second himself, the third, demons on everyone. And you begin to chase them. Now remember, you chase with your mouth. Angels are not involved in the thing. Failed the way to guide you.
That,
you would have faced the word to guide you. That you didn't have time. If you hear heat of the body,
you
say bullets in the chamber. They are in the chamber. I feel them.
So close the gospel
in the faith. You clothe it by faith.
Truth
in the waist.
Stand up.
Don't worry. Do how it was. Tie the truth yourself. Tie the truth right now. You begin. Tie the truth now. Show me your helmet, how it looks like. But praying. But
if you cloth
the gospel like today,
now
that you're clothing the gospel, you prepare angels for them to fight them like this.
In
the gospel enters the feet. For clothing the gospel, preparation of the gospel of peace.
You
know them, you've moved them.
So you've
Christ. The West is a Christ.
He came,
the scroll written of him. And he's right there.
The
scroll, you feel it in yourself. I will hit on this scripture. The principle of righteousness. Romans, he
says,
the person believes with the heart, given righteousness.
Faith
come from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
If
you say, I hear it, and I do it, and I be given righteousness, I prove
right.
I believe the word, I understand, I have the shield, breastplate. The breastplate is there. The shield of faith.
I believe the word of God,
and I don't twist it. I don't
subtract.
It is a super shield. I read command by command, command by command, scripture by scripture. That shield is tight. The sword of the word, the Old New Testament, I am sure of it. I want to read scriptures, Old Testament, I get them out, join the New Testament. The helmet of salvation,
spirit
who came in tongues of fire, on the heads of apostles, and is right there.
They
see a fire on you. Look at the warrior of God. But before you put the helmet on salvation, you shake the head, you prove it's there, and you begin to move prayer, shaking, praying, praying, back, back, back. You sigh, you cry. And what demons did the church?
They
now they move naked almost. As tore the boys and they tore their clothing off.
Remember the
boys in Acts?
Buddha,
they go to preaches you in the name of Jesus. Paul preaches.
This
Jesus, Pino and Paul. Who are you? They began on them. They tore their clothings.
In the church,
you see the clothing.
They had
clothings like they did them before. They feel the morality, evil acts. The way they look, ignorance, getting destroyed and lost far. They have been fighting. They are those who have been fighting. Men beat this church like those in the world. You find the disco, the pastor is jamming. Playing his, you wonder, Pastor, what is wrong with him?
Pastor,
men beat him, that his head. Praise Jesus. But right now,
we
want to understand those on our side.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Satan coming on the world, he came filled of rage. Even his fallen angels, he
kept
some in prison them.
The
rest said, humanity we have.
Most
people, the ones holding the commands of God. The war is moving on. We don't know of it.
I see fights,
but we're not sure of the war. And the way it is handled. Why you see in Luke 14,
Yagamba,
he said,
can't
begin to go fight, to go into war. You don't know the army on your side. Even still,
understand
of the army of your enemy. And first understand,
that
he asked me, I go attack the enemy.
And
33.3 trillion,
the
angels Satan fell with. Now me,
nina trillion,
I have how many trillions with myself?
For
example, we trusted ourselves as holy ones. Only one of the world, as would have spoken, the church. How many are we who can encounter in this world?
And
are you a real soldier with the weapons we've spoken of?
You don't know yourselves.
I don't know which rank they're in now.
You're meant to be a major, a lieutenant,
and others. Even the recruit level, you are not on it. A recruit is one who is flesh in the army.
The young among us
knows Abaddon and what he does.
Before what were you? The fight
with the fallen angels. Those we call aliens. Who appear as demons of
France.
They have lived many years in these wars.
Now
you come with your amateur.
Born again to stand and complete
when they have not fell in 5 years. That is very many years. Count yourself the times you've fallen. In the thoughts and mind alone. In the actions, in the movements. They have beaten you a couple of times.
Just
overcome well.
A beating.
You are
in
a congregation, you have to pour it all.
The falling you fell in last time.
It's where we strengthen ourselves. I've stood. The righteous fell 7 times. And he rises up. Are they 7 or 70?
7.
But you fall in them how? The first is adultery. The second is stealing. The third. You want to finish all. Those are not the times we speak of. When you reach that level, you've fallen much. Falling 7 times, you are lacking spirit of wisdom. You lack in understanding. You lack in spirit of counsel. Time, season, you don't understand. You lack in power,
useless
strength than trusting that of the Holy Spirit. Lacking in knowledge, spirit of knowledge. You lack in the fear of God.
Not
honor God in the spirit of the Lord. 7 times spoken of. When you reach to fall in adultery, you have lacked in all the 7. You've fallen already 7 times. You rise, fall again. That falling you saw, you had already fell 7 times. You sin your folly. Spiritual world, so you've fallen already 7 times. Let's read in the Luke. We see those on our side.
Luke 14
and the verse 30.
Luke 14,
verse 31.
Oba kabaka ki bwabanga agenda ku lutalo okulwana ne kabaka omulala atasooka kutuula n'ateesa ebigambo obanga ayinza n'akakumi okumusisinkana n'oli amujjira n'obukumi obubiri 3-2 obanga si bwe kityo oli bw'aba akyali wala nnyo atuma ababaka n'asaba ekyokutabagana.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Now they say,
olowooza kabaka ki?
You think which king? You know, we made kings according to Revelation 1.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Which
king among us doesn't first sit
and
know the army on his side? They know I have 1,000. Those going to fight their 200.
namarako
will I encounter them? If I look, I'll not stand them.
Let's
consult with him, say, forgive me.
Tufuge.
You rule over us.
Church,
the problem which is, many scriptures, the Lord is the Lord of hosts. And we too take ourselves in that army.
But
our fellow soldiers, did we know of them? Now we have to know. Those on our side.
As we understand
Satan the fallen angels. Revelation 12, verse 1 to 6. It's sure he fell with a third of the angels. Get them from number of angels remaining in heaven.
What
in Revelation
5:11?
100 trillions. If you cause the division there, 100 trillion divided by
3,
you get what?
33.3.
33.3 trillions.
33.3
trillions fell. Those are in the war. Even though in the calculation, there are those who are bound.
Yes, 16 point something trillions.
They were bound.
16
trillions. They are around this world.
15
points. Only ones remain binding some. Those who come stand in the world. Now those who remain, you first ask yourself, only ones like we've said, I don't know where they've become, but
then
you, those to fight have to be holy. The holy ones of God. The church, the holy church. Without spot nor wrinkle. And they are together with the holy angels, 7 groups, Satan and the fallen angels.
There
are 3 bases.
Cause
them be bound in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God and hell,
until
the day of judgment.
They
be taken, judged, put in lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Look, this our army, we did know of it. Yet we fight.
Oh!
My God.
You
get on a mountain. Feel barking like
a dog.
And they're barking. This day.
Tuse.
We've come.
Turumba.
We attack.
Yamare vya kuraisa.
Oh,
utaorero. Menya. Get a muscle.
Go ahead.
Kakati utaoru, no?
Now this war.
Tuagambi.
We were told. That we fight it by faith.
Hey.
Okay. I am in a warfare. But faith, it's not meditation just. No. Faith comes hearing the word of God. That's Romans 10:17.
Faith
comes from hearing the words. How do you believe now?
I'm
binding demons now. It's in the desert I see it by faith. Now in the desert, they are not trees you bind it on. You first plant pillars there. You first build a prison in the desert. If you are here praying, you are building a prison by faith.
The
prison of Satan. If the prayer will go like that, let us change it a little. Before we find Satan, you first build them by faith.
For the
in the desert, there are no trees most of the time. If you find
a
tree, you find one by one.
Because
all are bound on the tree.
Demon
you bind on the tree. How did you do them?
I
wondered.
The
John of Heaven was there and moved in the Bible.
Read
these things how they are done. I came in the churches.
Gathered
church as together.
And
I wonder how they did. I wondered what they thought by that moment. entered prayer of war to the pandemic deserts. And I say now, these who are in here, when I asked them, they told me, we bind them by faith.
I asked
them, what is faith?
Into,
I enter in it by faith. I see that way besides that God has shown me. But the way of God, our faith is in the word.
What
empowered us, the Holy Spirit,
whom
we best to pray our warfare.
We are
not alone, there are colleagues in the spiritual world, holy angels.
You
say bind, and they capture bind in the right place. What's handled on the world, I got so surprised. I said, how do they believe such? I wanted to try to believe it myself. I moved aside. Get them. I prayed when there are no angels. I saw it's not working. I said, my brethren are on problem. How do they do the thing?
Katolumbabi mukama yakulaga
ngongo vudemu God showed you your God
now rumba no bela mulutalo walimo kubayo musiyo moya bali yabakola
spiritual world those working there
ningera lochitegera
don't understand it
ogamanze nchikolera wali musala ukachimara
prayer it's now
komesala ili wokulagiriza ba maji
bali kusaidia direct armies on your side
abarumba musiyo moyo
those attack in spiritual world to attack
nabakulaga wali
at least have those you send there. Yet you are involved in the war alone. Now you others bound demons in the water bodies. Yet. You know, in deserts, that's where they are put underground bunkers mostly. Yes. Underwater, you bind them. There is a base. Their bases are down there. They say, take us back home. Let's first drink tea. We shall be back. And they get out blood of life. And they drink. And they come back. This time they are powerful. Demon yesterday. But today you throw men a tying it.
And
the demon comes as if yesterday you did beat it.
Yet
when you said
the
went on their base,
open
the ocean, moved to the base, and got out blood of life, spoke what they drink, and they sip a little, and they get strength to attack
today.
I'm going to trouble them. Today I spent 6 hours with them.
Jesus,
you will go.
I
will not go. Those men are very stubborn. What they did to church, and they played in it, and even line up. Pastor is praying for them one by one. They drama up. The one behind is waiting their turn, and they're also waiting. I say, Satan, you will not familiarize us this time.
Like
God will train us this time.
You
see how you'll take these people. And there are people even. These are monsters, fallen angels. Yet they unite, and the line is from here to there. Everyone with a demon. Waiting in people like that. You first pray them like that, they go away. Another will come, the whole line.
Ninga jimanyira.
When you chase them, you must have macho men who will support those with the demons. And they trouble you. And they feel the tire. And they go back to the base. Where, what is remaining? Where is the blood of life? And they sip again. They get relieved. Even tomorrow they come.
There are
those who went to the mission to look for blood of life. And those in the way they use it. I don't know how long we would have ended with such a life.
kubaka tuwaluwa abasumba ne banabbi
abamukwese
abekwese mu kanisa y'obulokozi
in the church of salvation
nga kati basala okola deal
now they made a deal with demons
kujituma kuchankananya bakubyalo
send them mess people of the villages around
babayamba
turn to claim to help them
era bamba bakola mukozi
business something make business within them
mumuroza pastor akuba kumbe ebintu yategeragana nabi
this is an agreement with demons with him
jibanjenye mwa
bobe that they shake you the chest go go
ogeno laba inenge ija
kutumura the way he looks at it like that get here go this side yeah yeah pass here
yeah yeah
as you say pastor you sure it even it
yeah jiwane misimbali ne koragana
you have a relation
akutunulira bwa
looks at it like that to go like that
kumbe bali na deal
ka you have a deal with them
Nikola tuma eri 16.
In the Acts 16.
16
to 20.
Demons nga zikola send
some.
Wali awasabirwa nga nabakuru bakimanya
iko. From even the leaders know of that.
Umwana aliko demon ya.
The girl has a demon.
Tukolera mali.
Makes money for us.
Kati mwebambi babakuba bigo.
They beat you down your body. Demons rob you on the pastor has strength. He's chasing them.
Kati ukatemba inatwa mtegera.
All that drama we realized it.
Kubanga basi okane batese yonga bana abagenda munyanja.
Agree with those going in the ocean. In the underground bankers.
Umbe mizimu jange
ngachi hicho. You miss something like demon. A number of demons.
Ngachi hicho ngachi 10.
Like 100.
Zinkolele
money. They make money for me.
Olutuka
when they come.
Ashe atandika na buntu bolumu batoroto.
Gains with a few people.
Ngachi batika 10.
Packs them in their
demon transporter.
And they are demon transporters.
Ngabaso kabajizunze echa
and they move them on the village.
Tuchiwamba.
We capture the village.
Tuchiwamba.
We take it.
Tuchiwamba.
We claim it.
Tuchiwamba.
We take it.
Tuchiwamba.
We get it.
Tuchitwara.
We take it.
Enchamba muri yao.
Tomorrow as you're there.
Ngabazi.
People have come.
Mizimu jantuze.
Demons strangled me in the night.
Bano yasindize mbe bagenze bajimansa.
They spread them on the village.
Atejibaragira baje mchifejo.
And they direct them come in that place.
Ha! Mufemo.
Leave this person.
What you take it?
You've understood it. Hey,
by name bigabe bakoisa.
What's the use?
Do you know me?
Omanyi?
Do you know me?
Omanyi?
Do you know me?
Omanyi?
I am a man of God.
Ndibusaje wakatoda.
Man of God.
Usaje wakatoda.
Okay, get out.
Get out.
Omanya be manyi kaka.
You know, they know each other. They are colleagues. Now let me put that aside.
Those
men captured already.
Era basinga bakosta demons table.
Use demons.
Bakosta malaika abagwa.
Use fallen angels.
Ni baba tawanyizo bwere.
They trouble you in vain.
Mungo babanga yonanga tebanaje baraga.
All your days they don't go anywhere.
Baina ndagano ne bano abakuru.
Confident they meet with the head there.
Era babara bamwa abagobeddu.
When they see those
ngabamanyimu ko kunkola yo moyo mtukufu ne bamara.
The way of the Holy Spirit and the angels.
Katinga aleta topic inga agama.
He brings the topic saying.
Olojukira ba mutuze.
Remember they strangled him in the night.
Namuga gwesebo.
Tell him you.
Aba bantu nza bali kato bali kama aba ina
okumanya. Don't leave people with knowledge in your congregation.
Patukuba.
They beat us.
Bali na muku manyi go moyo mtukuba.
Bamu
kole kitinga na tunyigirizwe.
And we are pressed.
Bali nengeri jebogera ne kuba amara.
They speak of an angel.
Kibamnga bamga.
What can they say?
Otabagana bibi.
If you don't refuse them those things.
Tujena kukutugoja
kitinga. When they strangle you will know it.
Gendo bulire.
Go and preach.
There is no any angel working in this generation.
We watch ali ba malaika bakola mulembe kuno.
Angel of this church.
Nze malaika we kanisa eno.
Baba basaze.
And they have cut you off. You don't speak of them again.
The Holy Spirit is not your spirit, but my spirit.
Na ikuruo moyo wangu.
You call the spirit of who? Apostle Ronald.
Omoyo wa Apostle Ronnie.
Don't call any other spirit.
Toita moyo malala yena.
Hey, don't call Jesus Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus of apostle and
the hope. Yes, apostle and the hope witness woboita.
Kati baba saze
ko. They cut you off.
Is entered to wazima.
Those words you did not them.
Ona damo ita Yesu lio wabona atuyamba fina.
That the Jesus who helped
ogenda ita wono.
You will call the Jesus of this person.
Ndegeza tagenda kubafa kitinga mzimu jawe.
Affect them.
You know
Some people think they understand the Bible. But I didn't tell you. You don't anointment on me. I'm anointed enough to reveal to you the word. You
want
to just pray within scriptures.
Just
pray. Call the name of Jesus. Okay? You don't need scriptures. You need power. You don't need scriptures. Just power.
Mani.
By power
Mani.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Mutukufu.
You can cast out devils.
Usolo gome
just
mzimu.
Call the Holy Spirit.
Elaito mzimu mtukufu. Now this man,
you
know schemes they make them, and they perverted you. Change you call Holy Ghost.
It's
affecting them.
You don't need the Holy Spirit. You see, I have many riches. I have power. I have family and friends. Write what scriptures are saying. I have some few scriptures now. That's enough for me. You need only power. You know how to get power? You come in my office. I will tell you how to get power. Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Pegamba
engeriyo.
Now that way.
Bagena basala kompora. Temuina chimbera mumanyi.
Have nothing you know there.
Ngabakoragana mizimu.
And they work with demons.
Ngabatanika kunganya
mali. And begin to gather money.
Na yakankubulira
eyo. But let me tell you one thing.
Abasajja banagwanu. Banabya abamanyi.
Men powerful prophets.
Bible.
The Bible.
They had
Holy Spirit as we heard.
We
get light of knowledge. It comes in the vessel of clay. Power come from God, not us. Not
power
from themselves. Power like that.
The
other power is gentle.
And
they have the Holy Spirit.
And
they have angels on their side.
Now,
is a way to fight this war.
God
says in the light of the word of God. So much power of Holy Spirit manifest. Thousands of the holy angels. They will join on the church. Let me see how the war gets to be interesting.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Demons, don't you think they would have been right here now? If someone had begun to make noise as we preach, they fear to come here to cause chaos here. Whoever introduces suicides, they are on a suicide mission. They cannot survive. You are like a terrorist. Let me God, they capture me. You are sure they will be capturing you.
They
can rise up and make noise. And they call Abaddon. They know well that we can call this army. They
do not
fight for its camped near. They would have troubled us long. Even this
mistake
now would have started
much
before their own heads of people. They don't want to be spoken any little demons of prophets and attacking. They begin like that on heads.
Why?
You.
Tom.
You, Tom.
Umanyirani.
Who do you familiarize? You know, Tom teaches demons. I don't there is a Pastor Tom somewhere.
Tom
Mugerwa. And they are on the side, they speak to him.
Tom.
You Tom.
They
don't even call him Pastor. He's not Pastor to them.
Tom,
don't familiarize us again. Don't know them, they can familiarize you.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So naye nga mukama,
but God,
mulugendo lwaffe ono lweggulu,
in this our journey of heaven,
atubikulira ebintu bingi.
He reveals us many things.
Siru lugendo lwokunyumyako mumbozi.
On the journey to spoken of in the story.
Lugendo lweggulu watambula mu Bible.
Told you the journey of heaven moved to the Bible.
Wasomanga Bible ibo tujiraba mu buliwo.
Started the Bible see it physical.
Ebintu bwebibeera.
And how things are.
You
learn things.
Get
interesting and easy. Praise the name Jesus. I request light on this word. In the First Kings, chapter 22, 19 downwards. We saw an evil spirit came before the Lord. Said it can be able to entice Ahab. It will be a lying spirit on the mouth of his prophet. Now what I'm asking, was it one on 400 prophets or it got colleagues each on a prophet?
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus. You repeat your question. The question is in the First Kings, chapter 22, verse 19 downwards. We saw an evil spirit coming before the Lord. It will entice Ahab. And it showed it will be on the mouth of his prophets. What I'm asking, how did that demon do it? Wasn't it? Wasn't a demon. It was one of the fallen angels. Because now they ask, how are you to do it?
Say,
going to turn into a lying spirit. To be turning, to turn. Those happened in the BC before the birth of Christ on earth. After death and the resurrection of Jesus, Satan and his angels just in heaven. Remember, as Revelation 12 has said, that the dragon fought with its angels, the fallen ones. Wasn't one fallen angel?
He
got colleagues like 399.
309.
They were 400 prophets. The one who had a deal, he was one. He got others to total to 400. And each one entered a prophet. Each one they made him speak what they wanted. Careful to speak tongues. Not that give up on them. In that they are bad.
The tongues
of the devils, those who studied with us,
and
their word had spread everywhere.
Easy
understand tongues of God.
So
now in those days, this wasn't one demon.
But
what is explained in the Kings, in the Second Kings, in the chapter 6, let us read as we hear, that the army which came to attack Prophet Elisha, they came in their midst, they were holding demons. They attack Elisha not knowing. Even though he seemed one and with Gahazi, he had the many others. It will help us like this. Two, three, four among us stand.
Because
army of angels come on the world. Come more powerful. More than Satan and his fallen angels.
Who died
with false prophets many in the world.
Those
we press them in a little moment.
And they are
no more on the map of this world.
To
begin prayer. Let's pray for a week. Prayer of warfare for a week.
We
pray a little prayer here. And they affect them badly. We make a conference.
We shall reach a conference
of warfare one week. And they will feel the fire.
Yes.
Abukan kubulira okunyiga sitani
mabaleka babo. Press Satan and his fallen angels.
Nibe bakola nabo.
Those we work with.
Kutono nnyo.
In a few days.
Baba tandise ulira omutawana singa tusabe sala
ketegereka. A clear prayer.
Eri kuoli gino.
That is an original.
Ngana abajisaba kuga ba
majobe nnyini. Those who pray their real army in the army of God.
Temuti anti bagenda kutukolola abo bangu bakuli.
Those are very easy to put down.
Atabano bebali mu.
And this they are in.
Bano bangu bakujja ko kutegera
ku mutu. Easy to take understanding from them.
Bano bakwesa abatumba nabi wabo batumba wabo batumba wabo abarogo munsi.
So service in the world.
Abo bangu bakujja ko waya.
Is they take you sort their mind. They no more understand.
Kakati bagenda kwayo andi bakoyisa
tacha sobola uta. They use the normal can handle war.
Kati baduka munsi yomwe.
And they run the spiritual war.
Yebasinganira ba malaika.
Where they find
ba malaika abatuku.
Holy angels.
Ne bali okaba bayigga bo benyo.
And they haunt them badly.
Kale kibado kibade kizibu nyo.
It's been has been hard.
Oru mwe twa to depressing amulinya lya mukama.
So we press them in the name of the Lord.
Inya lya Yesu.
The name of Jesus.
Ubo moyo wakatu.
By the spirit of God.
Atusobola bagobane bafulumo
omwe. Can chase them come out of someone.
Ne bati eri nye.
And they fear that name.
Na manya gali
gobe. The power on it.
Ninga batu kamusi yomwe teli abongereza
ako. The world no more pursues them more.
Teli yo ba malaika
abakoba. No angels chasing them.
Ngabese tinga ngabakola.
And they said to come back.
Kati twaga ngatujja bad place
singa. We shall press them here physical.
Ngatujuda manya
ngomo yomuntu. Feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kati ateba gendo kuituka munsi yomwo.
Go in the spiritual world.
Ngane ba malaika baka.
Holy angels camped waiting for them.
Olio konda bile. Baba!
You see that there?
Yes, ye
bazibu.
Kwa kanisa atisi badegeza ko koisa linya lya mukama
wa Yesu. Try to use the name of Jesus.
Na manya ngomo yomuntu kuba
akali gobele. The power of the Holy Spirit following
him. Baba yugu myano mubiri.
They will go.
And
they say, go.
It's
the name of
Jesus. Go.
Fire.
Fire. At
least they trouble them a moment and they run in the spiritual world. And
there
is no one pursuing them in the spiritual. And they go drink their tea as you know it. Blood of life. And they attack you again.
That is a member sekaba.
Let's read in the Kings.
Sekaba. Mukaga. Abarunyi ile rwa 15.
Basekaba ke chokubiri esuli yo mukaga na runyi ile rwa 15.
Second Kings chapter 6 in the verse 15.
Awo muddu wo musajja wakatonda boyagolokoke encha na fuluma. Laba, ejjene embalasi na magali nga bizingizze ekibuga. Omuddu we namugamba nti zitusanze mukama wange. Tunakola tutya?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Obero ebya nabbi Elisha.
In the time of prophet Elisha.
Eyadambigere bya nabbi Elijah.
Who came in the hand next to prophet Elijah.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abasajja abo abafilisuti.
The Philistine men.
Abava eri eddadani.
Who came?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Baje okulumba na Elisha.
They came to attack prophet Elisha.
Ngechimulumbisa.
And why is being attacked?
Mbuyalinga bikule byama byabo.
He used to reveal their secrets.
Nayo kumanya bayine dalumu.
They had stubbornness in them.
Ranga bayina baba wagaba likusaidia abata ina magezi.
Put them on their side who have no wisdom.
Batuke ba complaining abonabo somye bulungi musukuva musule yokutampaka ina
yokaga. If you begin from chapter 5 to 6.
Mbuyalinga bagala okulumba Israel.
When they wanted to attack Israel.
Na Yuda.
And Judah.
Ngawali wabo bulira.
And there was someone who is revealed.
Abagundi babo baluba.
That enemies are coming to attack.
Kani bagamba.
And they say it.
Kasajja chi?
Which man?
Akamere yonga kada bulaba.
Always they are warning the Israelites.
Tugenda rumu.
We are going to attack them.
Bagambo kanabi Elisha.
Says prophet Elisha.
Olinatu membuba bakanone.
Saint let go pick him up.
Kati mukanona.
Now in picking him up.
Ejeri libwe lisimbula.
Ami when it came to attack him.
They assembled an emizimu.
It moved with demons on their heads.
Ba malaika abagu.
Fallen angels.
Kakati Gahazi mukurengera.
Gahazi in
sin. Yarengera ko Jeriko.
He only saw the physical army.
Na Bielisa mukumunyona yamugamba.
Prophet Elisha explaining he told him.
Atakati abobonze sibatide.
Those I am not afraid of them.
Eh, bali benanditide abali nabo.
Afraid those with him.
Ateba tono nyo.
They are very few on those with us.
He was not afraid of
Christians,
for they were just easy.
Kuziba maso,
blinding
kuziba maso.
Their eyes and they are finished.
Those
who would have been afraid of who were with them, they were even few. When he looked behind him, he saw
army
of angels on his side. He
said,
those who would have been afraid, they have do nothing. Those I have with my side. Let us read here.
Basekabaka ekyoko esule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaga.
2 Kings chapter 6 in the verse 16.
Naddamu nti totya, kubanga abali naffe banji okusinga abali nabo. Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
You heard that word.
Totya.
Fear not.
Kubanga abali naffe.
For those with us.
Banji okusinga abali nabo.
More than those with them.
Nabi Gahazi kino kye yalaba.
Prophet Gahazi saw this.
Yalaba ejje ery'obuliwo ery'omubiri.
A physical army.
At
that prophet Elisha.
Elisha n'amugana.
Elisha told him, you've not even seen yet.
Katika nkubuli.
Let me tell you. Those you shouldn't fear them.
Totya.
Fear not.
Nechirala.
But the other, those with them, those you've not seen within them,
ate batono nyo
kusinga bali nabo. Even few than those on our side.
Omanyola ba.
You know, you see,
as
we attack the world,
we
attack sorcerers.
Abalogote bali boka.
Sorcerers, they're not alone.
Bali na bali nabo.
They have those with them.
Malaika ba.
Fallen angels. They are the demons.
Si we wao.
Is it not that?
Tulumba mama dini.
Attack religious people.
Abeyita.
Those who call themselves.
Mbeita ba madini.
They call themselves religious.
No bulogombo mayo bakola.
Wizards, you know how
to manyo kufuka faza.
You know to become a priest.
Bose okotereze biye waka.
First order your demons of the clan.
Hiro bulogombo nabwe.
So sorcery is the same.
Bali ne mizimu ejatandikawo ekiyitibwa madini agenja
u. Began different religions.
Era bibasaba ne bibawa mu ngeri yawe.
They pray to them, give them in their way.
Na watali butuki.
If where there's no righteousness. Those two are there. Others we wrestle with.
Called
our brethren is born again.
They are
hidden just in us. They are false prophets, false apostles, false pastors, false disciples, false evangelists, workers of miracles of Satan, and many others. These are not alone. They have demons with them. Fallen angels. We too expect standing these days as the Holy Church without support nor recall. We have to have holy angels on our side. No, we shall be few, I prove. Elisha was with how many there?
He
was him and Gehazi. Yet Gehazi was doubtable. Gehazi was a doubtable person. He had greed of money right close to him. He did it in which chapter? Speak loud. And in chapter 6 they did what? That one could even be able to stand with these ones. Chapter 5.
Yeah, that
team, he had even leprosy, actually. As they attack them, and the one is
weak,
and he cannot be trusted. He has leprosy,
but
he had not done it, but it was in his heart. It was counted on him. Remember when he took the stick to heal, it refused. He had holes with himself. He could not be trusted.
Yet,
that prophet standing first looks behind him, around himself, and see, my man, you give me high five.
Yes, nasigarao.
And it remains. As he thought was one of the armies of this prophet. The other has what they have, is trusted. I tell you truth how it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I will not trust
you.
If you stand well in this war, I will trust you. That is truthful. But if they put holes, put you on
our
front and they blow you out. If the war was physical, how could we even push the sword to slay the enemy?
Praise
the Lord Jesus.
I'm
named Apostle Innocent. I'm requesting to ask by the Holy Spirit. We are warming up for that level.
But when
we are in the double portion, we are more than the Elisha. We want to engulf in this war. And those on our side, we experience them. And those who hinder us, we see them.
So,
leprosy was on the side of Gehazi. But if we determined to stand, we want to experience this war.
In Numbers
22, we saw that Balaam,
hindered
by the angel, he didn't see him. Yeah, the donkey saw him. God helped him to see that angel.
In 2 Kings 6,
only Elisha saw. And he didn't first pray for that. Gehazi first prayed him open his eyes.
So,
which level are we that we can work to reach that level? Praise the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many people,
you
don't want to come when you start on Tuesday. Wednesday, Friday, Thursday. That's where we
study
the anointing of double portion. Enable you see those things.
Anointing double portion
is that on Elisha. We study it on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But we study.
If you take off
7 seals,
you
fill the Holy Spirit to reaching double portion.
It filled light
of the word of God.
It filled knowledge
of God and His glory.
That's where we train
to do what we are on
Tuesday.
Training on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It means if you're not there, don't try to get those messages. Apostle Innocent is asked. What can we do? There we are trained. We are taught what to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Seeing angels is not hard.
They're
right there, close. If you have the 7 eyes, they are the 7 spirits. You will be seeing them. Warfare, you will evolve yourself physical.
Sleeping
in the bed is no more sleep, but you rest the body. And you join them in the war, spiritually.
Right. Most of you remain to
come on Sunday. I will not force anyone come in the weekdays. On the Tuesday, God gave us favor
at the time.
At the 11th hour of the day. And to 8 in the evening.
Now those
who are lazy, even God can catch you. Now you hear things,
and
when you access them, you don't know.
They are trained how you can. We are a nation called.
Bringing
a heavenly journey in this nation.
Meaning
what that the nation is blessed.
Blessed
to be secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Even
cause many inherit kingdom of God.
And
to pray many. Blessing of works of their hands.
So
heaven will know those blessing riches on us. There we are trained, moving, anointing
with double,
which will enable armies of angels, and even you see them.
Now,
first pray for them, you see them in the dreams. Don't you call them in dreams? They are still a journey, but not a long journey. Journey of the spiritual world. You can turn it into
that
rocket, believe early, put in action. And you can turn it a journey of moving slow, total space like that. If you are just a hearer, you don't put in action the word. From here, to reach there, that flower in the spiritual world, you can spend 30 years. You are moving. You are like that. To lift a hill. Perhaps in the third year, you lift 1 foot. 3 years, you are there. You are the 6th year, second feet, you are like that. And they put in action. And they move swift to there. These are what God prepared for me. And they thank them for. Are you still there? Yeah, you don't put in action. You are there. I'm going there.
But
the people of the Lord is there. You don't move.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now let's finish here.
We
see those on our side
who fighting
Satan and his fallen angels right from their bases, the three,
because
they be bound in the bottomless pits in the prison of God in hell.
Second
Kings chapter 6 verse 17.
Erisa n'asaba, n'ayogera nti mukama wange, nkwegayiridde, omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi, n'alaba, awo, laba, olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa. Olw'ekumi n'omunaana, awo bwe baaserengeta gy'ali Erisa, n'asaba mukama, n'ayogera nti nkwegayiridde, ziba amaaso g'abantu bano. Naziba amaaso gaabwe ng'ekigambo ky'Erisa bwe kyali. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Praise Jesus.
Nabbi Erisa.
Prophet Elisha.
Bamala otegeeza oli ne bamulagana abali ku saidi
ye. They told the other, showed him those on our side.
Bamalayika ab'embalaasi ez'omuliro.
Angels of horses of fire.
Wano twababiseeko.
Here we covered them here.
Embalaasi nga za muliro.
Horses of fire. Angels of fire, you hear.
Fire!
As it is written. Dead fire. Power and powers of darkness. As you burn Solomon and Gomorrah. Why shouldn't he burn? This one was just told. They told angel of fire. You blind their eye. You know when angels blinded the Sodomites, their eyes. It was angel of fire involved. You know they blinded the homosexuals, their eyes. And they fought for the door to enter to sodomize the angels in Lot's house. And they don't see them anymore. They are the same right here.
Just
to blind your eyes. Doesn't mean they will blind physical eyes. They can turn your eyes. And you find on the way. You come in the woo, you have a demon on yourself. And you see me, I'm a very old man. Walking bent like that. You see me bent. And all the hair is white. Yet you see me differently. I'm not that one.
mulimu nebafule basobola okufuula enkoko
turn you into a hen
ebyo twabisoma twabasomako bano
bamomanyi
olugendo twaluddamu abasoma naffe mukusooka twatukako
muyerusalemu
emirimu
gyabamalayikaaba
ab'omuliro babeera baweesa basobola okufuula
ekintu
ejje eri abantu liyinza
okwayumbaliwafuula
embuzi
ezirbazibuka
bali
omuduseveni
agenda ogamba ejje eryange
lyenatumyeriwa
nabbi yabagamba liriwali
ebyamuddo
n'ogamba mukama bazzeyo
babeere abantu
bano bangu nnyo
banabbi
w'obulimba bangu
bakukyusa
bangu nnyo kubajja ku maapu
y'ensi wabula
abadde wabanyweza
tamanyi bwe tubakwata
bamalayika bagwe bali emabega
wabawaamaanyi
kati bagenda kuba bangu
nnyo
so tujja kuba tutandikirako awo mu zaakaliya
esula
eri
ey'okuna
waliwo amayemba
ana
bano twogera ku
mizimu
bamalayika
abaagwe
abava mu gurupu ndowooza eba yakusatu kubanga bamalayika abaagwe abadividingamu major
groups
mulimu abayitibwa
ennyonyi embi
mulimu abayitibwa
nzimu demons
daimoni ne wabaawo abayitibwa
amayembe and they are called evil spirits or horns
abatambula mu
bantu who move in the human beings
bano abafuula emizimu
yeyo these who appear as demons of clans
kati bano bo baali bakola omulimu
gumu these ones did one thing
zakariya
the zakariya
nga tebaganya muntu yenna kutunula kumanya bya
mukulu allow anyone look to know things of heaven
ne batumira abaweesi bana
send them for craftsmen
yenna kugambyeko nti
I told you of
bamalayika bana ebibinja bina bye ebisolokayo
groups of angels are in the forefront of the warfare
malayika
Michael Abaddon
owomuliro
fire
n'owebiro n'ebisi
the one of counsel
ne balyoka basagula
they terrified them
tebaita okusagula
fight to haunt them
oba guli ku mutwe
no matter whether it's on the head
tanda munda
under the beds
munyanja
in the ocean every spot
basagula busagula
they terrify them
utawona lulyoka
lunyumaomayemizimu
gibeera gyekwesinatumanyiweguliebwoba okugoba
kumuntuogoba
bugobi genda ye malayika ajjana
lujegerekaakano
wanoaeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
the chairs right there.
Take
the demon from you in your chair.
You
don't cause breakage of chairs here. The time you struck on the chair, you don't even fall off. No more one thinks to trouble us here.
Yes,
stand on your feet, you said a prayer. It's a warfare, we attack principalities. Call the Holy Spirit as a warrior who has been clothed
or who
is being clothed the weapons. Ephesians 6 speaks of it. You know how the gospel in the feet is prepared? The truth in the waste.
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
We
read in the scroll. The
breastplate
of righteousness. Scriptures you read.
Those
can start you have a breastplate.
Faith comes
from hearing the word of God. And you believe given righteousness. Now attach on actions. You put on righteousness. Hold your shield of faith. Command by commands.
Scripture
we pray. And you see. Hold the New Testament.
If
you cut one scripture Old Testament. Another new. Now the
side
edge and the sword is double edged.
Through
Old New Testament. And the helmet of salvation. The one who leads us Holy Spirit. Now, thank you for the good time. Even you have some presence.
The
Lord became on your holy mountain.
As
first told us, Philippians 4 and the verse 6. Tell me what you need through the prayer, through the repentance, through the prayer. Now, oh God, we want to tell you,
and
we first glorify you.
Even
though you told us in the Matthew 7 and the verse 7, we knock. We introduce ourselves. You will be open for us. We pray. We shall be given.
We
must introduce ourselves. Are your children, Lord? We are your children. Father in heaven. As it is written in Matthew 6, in the verse 9, that if you pray, pray that like this, Father in heaven, you don't come pray another.
Even
to tell him his reasons. But you are Father who is in heaven. In the
real
name you gave us, above all names, in the heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus
Christ,
we come to pray to you, not in authority. Psalm 4:4, he says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
O
Father Almighty, we
give
you honor and glory, for we know you are Father of our spirits.
Spoken
Matthew, in the chapter
23:9,
the Lord and the Father,
who
the Father is in heaven, we too, we came for you. We came for your sake. We came for your sake, Father God, by your Holy Spirit who led us, the Lord King of Kings, as it is written, Hebrews 12, in the verse 9, we had our fathers on the bodies
who
displayed us for benefiting
us.
But you do more, you do good, Father of us,
oh
God Almighty, we know your Father, and we came for your sake, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, we have taught you as a prophet, oh God, because you according
to
Father Almighty, Isaiah 48:17,
see,
I'm God teaching you to prophet, and we show you the way you are to take. Father Almighty,
even
today, we move to teach us on your holy mountain, as it's written in Micah 4, that come on the mountain of the house of God, and they'll be taught by God, as come to be taught, as written in Isaiah 2, the flock of mountain of the house of God, and be told,
you
met your spirit on the spirit law, he told us to profit, as written in the John chapter 14 the verse 26, and he said, the spirit of truth will come, to teach you all things, and remind you, Lord, see your Holy Spirit, he told us warfare, how we shall fight, then are fallen angels,
all Lord Almighty,
we have warfare,
and we
cannot
else,
but by your prophet, Salvation.
In the mountain, in the shrine, in the post churches, kubikuriwa sura ya 10 onyoro mwenda onyoro 13 oriya makunganiro agaba sitani
apatuno
agaba sitani awali mtobe wa sitani
kama
ndone wenje kare rumba
attack
judy amukaga
attack in the sky bible shows
Amerika.
Angels
abata kumabitibwa bya
wa 10
mwenje kare
ese
chizukisa wasiwa bunya obutakoba nekankano
era
siba Shiva me
sibo. Bind demons.
Shiva.
Bind them.
Ezikuru mambiroto.
Those who speak.
Ezaru me mire
mucho. Those who attack.
Ezikuru aza.
Those who speak.
Ezisubya karwate.
Those who get sick.
Bana bakatoda.
The children of God.
Ezikuru sabu sabu.
The
malaika abatu.
The fallen angels.
Ezikuru nonye njiri. Ezitami za basuba. Ezikuru nonye.
Those who want
them. Ezi.
You did.
Kumetero malaika abadoni.
Bind them.
Malaika abadoni.
Ezikuru abadoni.
Nenjagare.
In the chains.
Muita musibe.
Musibe
mizimu.
Bind them. In the name of Jesus.
Bana katondo
mna. The living God.
Kusibisa mizimu.
Kusibisa. Cause them be found. Cause them be found. Don't be silent. Don't
find
it. Lock none of
them
up. You send them in
hell.
Don't send the desert. But in the pits of hell. In the pits of hell. In the bottomless pit. In hell. Find them. Those who attack this place. In the sky of Africa. In the sky of America. In the sky of Asia. In the sky of
Venezuela.
In the sky of Europe. You attack. You attack me by the
pit.
Send the other army. You attack them all.
Everlasting.
Stand the Holy One. Send the
amel
fire. Revelation 14.
In
the verse 18.
Make
your fire.
In
charge of all fire.
On
the altar of God.
Ezekiel
10.
An
angel.
Of fire.
In the
midst
of the cherubim.
In
the gates of fire.
In
the fire of God.
On Sodom and Gomorrah.
On Sodom today.
Angel
of fire.
You
get fire to burn. The growth.
You
burn powers of
darkness.
Burn
sorcery.
Burn sickness. Burn sickness. Burn powers of
darkness.
Which are post-pastors. The sorcerers. The
wizards.
In the world. In the strife.
Oh
Lord, burn the demons in the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Father is good. Give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord.